This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for emailing me your questions. Email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I've got a question here from Jean. Dear Layla, we hear so much about the benefits of dark chocolate. I was wondering if cocoa has the same benefits. Currently, I enjoy a few bites of 88% dark chocolate a few days a week, but I'd like to vary my quote chocolate fix with some homemade treats. For example, I saw chocolate hummus at the grocery store, and I thought I'd like to experiment making my own where I can control all the ingredients and the amount of sweetener. Is cocoa equal to chocolate? Is the question. Okay, so let me dive into it here. Really, chocolate is from cocoa product, which I'm going to get into here. And first, let's talk about cocoa versus cacao. Now, you know that if you buy chocolate, you've likely noticed that some packages say they contain cacao, C-A-C-A-O, while others say cocoa, C-O-C-O-A. Maybe you've seen raw cacao powder or cacao nibs in health food stores, right? And you probably wonder, how do they differ from standard cocoa powder and chocolate chips? In some cases, there are important differences, and at other times, the difference may be the marketing lingo that's chosen by manufacturers. So this is actually a very nice article about the difference. Chocolate is made from cacao beans, or rather seeds, from the Theobroma cacao tree. This plant produces large pod-like fruits, each containing 20 to 60 beans, surrounded by a sticky, sweet, tart, white pulp. And the contents of the beans provide the basis for chocolate products. However, there is not complete agreement on when to use the terms cacao and cocoa, respectively. Some experts use cacao for the pods, beans, and ground up contents of the beans, reserving the word cocoa for the powder left after pressing the fat out of the ground beans. Makers of raw, unroasted, meaning raw, or less processed cacao beans products often will use the word cacao rather than cocoa, which may imply that they're more natural, right? Bean to bar chocolatiers, those who make chocolate from scratch, starting with fermented dried beans, only use the word cacao for the pod and beans before they're fermented. After fermentation, they call them cocoa beans. And by the way, I want to let you know that I'm getting this information written by a fellow RD, Marcia McCullough, and she did a really nice synopsis on cacao, cocoa, chocolate. That's where I'm bringing this to you from. So given this variation in the usage of terms, right, cacao and cocoa, it's helpful that we gain an understanding of how these cacao beans are processed. So in summary, chocolate is made from seeds or the beans in the pod-like fruit of the Theobroma cacao tree. Use of cacao versus cocoa on chocolate products is inconsistent. It varies by brand. And so don't assume one is better than the other or anything like that. How cacao beans are processed. The raw beans contained within the sticky matrix of the cacao pod don't taste much like chocolate at all. Therefore, even raw cacao products aren't made with beans straight from the pod. This is an important distinction, right? Because most of you, if you were to taste, most of all of us, we taste raw cacao, we go, ew, what's that? That's not my chocolate or my favorite chocolate. Rather, once cacao beans are harvested, they go through several processing steps. So, number one, fermentation. Now, the beans with some sticky pulp still clinging on are put into bins and covered for a few days so that microbes can feed on the pulp and can ferment the beans. So there is a fermentation process, and this starts to develop the distinctive chocolate flavor and aroma. This is very interesting. Number two is drying. The fermented beans are dried for several days, and once dry, they may be sorted and sold to chocolate makers. Number three, the dried beans are roasted unless a raw product is desired. However, roasting more fully develops the chocolate flavor and gives them some sweetness. It's interesting, when you take raw nuts and you roast them, it develops the flavors that way too. I love roasted nuts. So roasting the dried beans more fully develops the chocolate flavor, gives them some sweetness, which is desirable. Number four, crushing. The beans are crushed and separated from their outer hulls, resulting in broken cacao pieces. This is what we call nibs. These are what's called the cacao nibs. And number five, grinding. Nibs are ground, producing a non-alcoholic liquor. Now it's ready to be made into chocolate products. So, to make cocoa powder, the liquor, which is roughly half fat in the form of cocoa butter, is pressed to remove most of the fat. So the cocoa powder is what's left when the fat is removed. So the percentage of cacao, cocoa, or dark chocolate on a candy bar tells you how much combined cocoa powder and cocoa butter are present. The specific proportion of each is generally a trade secret of the manufacturer. So Jean, first of all, kudos to you for eating 88% dark chocolate. That's pretty dark. That's pretty good. So in summary, after harvest, cacao beans are processed to develop flavor and texture. And the percentage of cacao, cocoa, or dark chocolate listed on the bar generally tells you the total amount of cocoa powder plus cocoa butter. And when comparing nutrition labels of products made from cacao beans, whether they're raw or roasted, the biggest differences we'll see are in the fat, the calorie, fat, and sugar content. So basically, when you're looking at, for example, unsweetened cocoa products, you're going to find zero added sugars, whereas in the semi-sweet, you're going to find about 18 grams, right? Even unsweetened has 0 grams. Semi-sweet has 18 grams of added sugar. Dark chocolate has 9 grams. Remember, when we're eating chocolate, we're looking for the sweetness. Most of us are, right? And in the unsweetened variety, we're getting a whopping 9 grams of fiber, which is pretty nice. In the unsweetened, we're getting 3 grams of fiber. In the semi-sweet, 1 gram. But in the dark chocolate, we're getting 3 grams. So then, in terms of the fat grams, we're getting the most fat in dark chocolate, because remember, it's a combination of the cocoa and the cocoa butter. We're getting the fat there. So cacao products are excellent sources of several minerals, including selenium, magnesium, chromium, and manganese. But you don't often see this on nutrition labels, right? They're not going that far on nutrition labels. You get the calories, the total fat, the added sugars, the carbs, RDAs for certain things like iron, vitamin C, vitamin A. And generally, the darker the chocolate, meaning the higher the cacao content, the higher the mineral content. Now, comparing nutrition labels won't tell you the differences in antioxidant content, which can also be affected by cacao variety, growing conditions, processing methods. So the less processed cacao, to which less heat has been applied, such as raw, contains more antioxidants. So in summary, cacao products such as unsweetened cocoa powder, nibs, and dark chocolate are rich sources of minerals. Minimally processed raw cacao products contain little or no added sugar and are higher in antioxidants than are the more highly processed products. So, cacao beans and the products derived from them are rich sources of beneficial plant compounds, particularly flavanols, which have antioxidant, heart-protective, anti-cancer properties, among other health benefits. And cacao also contains iron that is readily absorbed by the body, unlike some plant sources of the mineral. So guess what? Vegetarians and vegans may especially profit from this, as their sources of iron are limited. Right. Remember that plant sources of iron, such as from beans, from peas, lentils, spinach, the iron absorption is limited due to the phytates, aka the phytic acid, which is a type of fiber that binds the iron and makes it less bioavailable. But cacao, apparently, contains iron that is readily absorbed by the body. So you vegetarians and vegans out there who may be low in iron, cacao may be a good source of iron for you. Cacao products also contain tryptophan, which is an amino acid used to make serotonin. Serotonin is the feel-good neurotransmitter. Enough serotonin, which when we get enough serotonin, it means we're confident, all is right with the world, we're not depressed, all of that. Serotonin is a very important neurotransmitter. But despite these benefits, you want to remember that chocolate is high in calories. If you ate an entire 3-ounce, 70% cocoa chocolate bar, that's about 480 calories, 24 grams of fat, 72 grams of added sugars. That's a lot. 27 grams of added sugars. That's a lot. 480 calories is a lot of a 3 ounce, 70% cocoa chocolate bar. So by choosing dark chocolate and unsweetened cacao products like nibs, you can minimize health risks to eating too much sugar, including weight gain and dental decay. So cacao products stand out for their disease-fighting plant compounds, easily absorbed iron, and relaxation-promoting tryptophan. Still, they can be high in calories and sugar, so you want to enjoy them in moderation. So, flavor and best uses of cacao products. Your choice of cacao products will depend on your taste buds and how you're using the products. For example, unsweetened cacao nibs are healthier than standard chocolate chips, but you may find them too bitter. Consider mixing the two as you adapt. As for raw cacao powder, you may find its taste and quality superior to standard unsweetened cocoa powder. However, raw cacao powder generally costs more. If you buy raw cacao powder, remember that some of its antioxidants will be destroyed by heat if you bake with it. Consider adding it to a smoothie instead. Try using raw cacao nibs in trail mix or other uncooked creations to avoid destroying antioxidants via heat. So, summarize that bit. Less processed, unsweetened, and raw cacao products can be bitter, but you may grow accustomed to the flavor. If you buy raw cacao products, understand that baking will destroy some of their rich antioxidants. So the bottom line, use of cacao versus cocoa on chocolate products is inconsistent. Generally, raw cacao products made from fermented, dried, unroasted cacao beans are less processed and healthier. Still, standard dark chocolate with at least 70% cocoa is a good source of beneficial antioxidants and minerals. And that's why those of you who enjoy that are enjoying it. So therefore, choose the cacao-rich products that best fit your taste buds and budget, but enjoy them in moderation since they are all calorie dense. Jean, you're eating a few bites of 88% dark chocolate. That's pretty good. A few caveats for you dark chocolate lovers. There is some caffeine contained there, so you want to be careful. If you're having trouble sleeping, trouble falling asleep, trouble staying asleep, it's not something you want to enjoy after dinner, or you want to keep your intake of it to a minimum. Here's the thing. If you have trouble sleeping, and it could be because of the caffeine in there, it is a stimulant, so it can keep you awake. Stop eating it for a couple of weeks and see if your sleep improves. This is important. You need good sleep for good health. And trading off the health benefits maybe of raw cacao nibs or something like that for the antioxidants, but you lose sleep over it, I don't think it's worth it, in my estimation. You could decide to enjoy it more as a novelty, now and again on special occasions, Sunday only or something, and not too late in the day. So be careful of your use there. Otherwise, enjoy it. If it doesn't bother you, if it doesn't impact your sleep. And remember, those of you with high blood pressure, you want to be able to control the amount of any stimulant in a food or something like caffeine, whether it's coffee, whether it's tea, whether it's an energy drink, or whether it's from dark chocolate. You want to be able to control that because remember, caffeine is a stimulant. It does vasoconstrict. It does constrict blood vessels, and that's how we get high blood pressure. So please do keep that in mind. Jean, I want to thank you for your question. And for those of you who'd like to email me questions or topics of interest, you may do so at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Alternatively, if you'd like to make an appointment with me, call the office, 212-779-1744. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.